pig.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
She hadn't ought to have yelled at me that way.
You just too sensitive, Sam. You shouldn't have paid no attention to that woman.
Well, what woman's that, Mr. Jesse?
Oh, Sam was driving the truck this morning right down there on top of that hill, going toward Arkadelphia. Well, he met this woman with her head out the window yelling, pig, and
well, what'd Sam done to her, Mr. Jesse?
I hadn't done nothing, but wait till I see her again.
Oh, she was just trying to warn him, Leon. But as usual, you know, Sam took it the wrong way, and while he's looking back, yelling at her, he run over a 400-pound hog.
Whereabouts is it?
Oh, he didn't get it, Leon. All he's got to show for it's a front and bent fender.
He didn't butcher a hog?
All I wanted from that hog was loose. That hog made a tricycle out of that truck. All I had on the ground was my two back wheels and that hog. You can't drive a hog with a steering wheel. There ain't nothing hooked up.
Sam, I don't know how you got loose in that mess.
Well, he run in a little ditch and made a right turn. If I ever see that woman again...
Well, Sam, why are you blaming the woman? What was you thinking of when she was yelling pig?
Well, I thought she thought I was a policeman.
Sam, didn't it never occur to you that the woman yelling at you was trying to help you?
Well, no.
Well, Mercy Jesse's always trying to help you when he yells at you.
Well, now, that's a little bit different, Leon.
Well, at least Jesse don't yell pig at me, at least not when I'm driving.
Well, I'd think that'd be a compliment, being mistook for a policeman.
Well, I don't know, Leon. They still ain't caught them guys that robbed the library yet.
Now, Sam, what was that about two guys robbing the library?
Yeah, there's two of them.
Well, when was this?
Well, they was wearing a pantyhose on their head.
Oh, I never heard about this.
Well, they looked like Siamese twins with flesh-colored pigtails.
Sam, you're making all this up.
They come right up to that drive-in checkout window and give Candace a pillowcase, and they said, put it all in there.
Sam,
They was running down Main Street, pantyhose together with a pillowcase full of $3 and six copies of Black Beauty.